Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson. We're going to talk about Christmas safety. We're also going to talk about Sub for Santa, something he's very passionate about. Chief Peterson, thank you for coming in today.
Merry Christmas. It is good to see you.
Merry Christmas to you, sir. So let's get right to it. You know, we always talked about the fact that the last 2 years, we have talked turkey fryer safety
and around
Thanksgiving.
City. Save the city.
How many turkey fryer calls did you have?
We have not had any in 2 years since you. We are saving the city.
It works.
That's right.
It works. So let's talk Christmas safety right now.
Let's do it.
So one of the things, of course, the first thing is, you know, the tree and the lights and all that kind of stuff. So let's start with the tree and we'll kind of work our way around it.
I like that.
The one thing about a tree, I mean, if it's an artificial tree, for the most part, they're flame retardant, correct?
Modern ones are. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people in the world that are traditionalists, so they'll buy something and want to use the same tree for 30 years. But you're right. The ones that you buy now are resistive to fire.
Okay, and let's answer that question. What is the difference between a flame retardant and a flame resistant, or is there...
You can buy it, even a real tree, and then and flock it and put retardant on it, and that's what that would be. That effort is to keep a chemical between you and something that is flammable. But if you buy something that's flame resistant, that the whole intent is that its likeliness to go up without some real heat is minimized.
And let's be totally honest. You know, last year we finally broke down and bought a new tree with lights, and they're so much easier.
Oh yeah.
The pre-lit trees are so much easier, and they are all flame resistant. So
right.
There's always that. Now, problems that are going to arise for the most part are going to be with real trees.
And there's a trend because of what we've been going through with our pandemic is to buy a real tree more. That they've had sales that are kind of record. So here's the challenge. If you haven't done one in a long time, let's talk about a couple things that you need to do if you're going to go back to a real tree. And that is, the most important thing is to keep it watered, because if it dries out, your opportunity to meet your local fire department just increased. So there are things that you can do. One of the first things that we tell people is make sure that you put a brand new chop on the bottom of that tree when you get it home, because if the company does it, it will sap over. It'll dry out, and you want something that's very fresh. So make a new cut at the very bottom of that tree, even drill some holes in it to make sure that it gets as much water, because those first 24, 48 hours are pretty important to a live tree.
And I was going to ask if it would be possible, and that's what I had heard, is drill holes in the bottom of it so mm-hmm. the water gets up into the tree itself.
Right. The base itself should work, but if you've got a drill and you've got a sturdy stand, put a couple extra holes in there, let it... soak up and watch that water level. That water level is impressive. First 24 hours, 48, it'll go up. You'll see the difference. Well, and when you stop seeing it, then you're doing a good job.
Well, and not only that, you know what? It is wintertime. It's colder outside. We keep our houses hotter, warmer, and that is really going to make water come out of that go into that tree more.
Absolutely. And that change can be dramatic for something that, it needs the water. Let's just water those trees.
So just make sure you water your live trees and keep them fresh looking. The other thing now, let's talk about lights, because lights in the last probably maybe 4 or 5 years, there's been a big push towards LED lights, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Everything that I buy now is LED, and the cost saving and the effectiveness, I mean, night and day. Even in our family, my mom had some lights that she had for decades that bubbled, and they looked like candles. And my brother accidentally took them to the dump once because my mother wouldn't give them up. And that's a very common thing with tree fires, is just having something that you've had forever. So going to LED serves a couple of purposes. It's just effectiveness, maybe some cost savings, but certainly safety.
Because they don't get hot outside of them.
Absolutely. There's no comparison. And the standard for selling them now is higher than it was a decade ago. So they have to be tested by Underwriter Laboratories or something comparable. So they're much safer.
So if you do have the older Christmas tree lights and those kind of things that get warm, just kind of keep an extra eye out when you're doing it and make sure that they're safe and they don't get hot or burned through something. Another thing that you've got to worry about, and you worry about it with any, is, you know what? We all have animals. I have them. I know you have them.
Yeah, four.
You know, what if they get in there and maybe chew on a wire and you get a bare wire or something like that, that could be an issue as well. So that's something that you got to watch out for as well.
I agree. And even when you buy something for $10 versus $30, the wire quality is something that I stress to people. If you're going to buy new, buy a good quality indoor wiring for your tree, and outdoor wiring, which is a whole different animal for outside in your house. But keep an eye on the pets. They have to understand that that is off limits, and make sure they are unplugged when you leave, because if the dog or cat or any pet chews through that while you're gone, you're going to have more than one problem, and it could be devastating.
Could be pretty bad. All right, another thing that, you know, we need to talk about when it comes to Christmas lights, and it's getting close to, people should have them up by now if they're going to have them
up. I would think so.
But if they don't, and you're going to put, you know, Christmas lights and everything on your home, I would say one of the first things, if you're going to climb up on that roof, don't do it by yourself.
And particularly... If you haven't been on a ladder in a long time, this is a problem. Hire that out. Consider hiring that out, because the ladder safety is just something that could change you. Guy my age dropping from a ladder could change you for the rest of your year. So keep that in mind. Make sure it's level. Make sure that you have someone that's watching you. I wouldn't do it alone. I don't even like seeing people climb a ladder by themselves without somebody holding the ladder at the base. But, you know, I can't preach that. I just tell you my opinion. But it is unsafe.
Right. And as you said, that's something that I never really thought about. There are plenty of handyman services in the area that would be more than willing to come out and do that for you.
Yeah, particularly here. We've got a great community for stuff like that. And it's one of those things that, God, I hope more people will consider hiring out.
Hire it out. All right. So we've dealt with all the safety part. Now let's talk about the fun part. And you want to talk about Sub for Santa.
All right. So our county just has some poverty level issues that every county has. I'm not suggesting that. But my fire department, that they were nice enough to let me join a year ago, is so devoted to the citizens of this city and the county that we protect, although they watch the whole county. They have been doing a Sub for Santa for 40 years, over 40 years. There isn't a guy, I got one guy that's been on for 39 years, but all of them have suggested and told me that it's been going on before they got here. It's just a remarkable amount of time. Here's what they do. Every year they'll gather money. They sell raffle tickets. We sold T-shirts. And people donate, and they go out and buy food and toys for people that might not have a Christmas. And that's their simple goal, to provide to people that won't be having a Christmas without it. It's a significant thing. So I've done it one time with them, and I was humbled. And I've been doing charity work for a long time, way before I got here. So this project is remarkable. The guys that are doing it are remarkable. It's a tradition. If you're interested in contributing to that, look for one of our volunteer firefighters, ask for some raffle tickets, make a donation. It's all going to people that won't have a Christmas without it.
All right, so just keep an eye out for the Price City Fire Department. And I'm sure if you headed down to the department and there was somebody there, they'd be more than willing to help you as
they
well.
Go to the fire station. If there's a car out front, there's somebody in the building. It's that simple.
All right. Hey, Chief Fitzgerald Peterson, thank you so much for coming in today. Have a Merry Christmas and be safe out there.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Dave. I appreciate what you do.
Always good to see you, my friend. All right, now for more information on interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.